T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
System, highly trained specialist.
It's administrative.
Happy Administrative Professionals Day.
Our wonderful administrative support staff.
Showtime.
Do something for those people today. It's your office or where you work.
Absolutely.
Do something nice. Give them a little gift card. Give them a little something, something.
Mm-hmm. At least go by and tell them that they're appreciated, you know?
Yeah. But give them a little something, something, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, that's it.
I'm just giving you a heads up. It's 6:01. You have time.
You have time.
Yeah, there is time.
Yeah, it's very easy. It doesn't have to be anything fancy.
Donuts.
Yeah.
You give them a drive-thru, a gift card.
A dozen hot, please.
Right.
Two dozen hot, because one is for me, the other is for the other person.
Why didn't you do that this morning?
Yeah. What are you going to eat in a car if you don't get two dozen? Can you imagine walking in the bus, there's 4 of them left.
Yeah.
These are good.
Yeah, just test them for you. Everything's all right. So happy Administrative Professionals Day to everybody. Guys, could be your lucky day today. The Powerball jackpot's worth $454 million.
Shoo-wee.
I did the math, so you don't have to. Thanks. That's a cash payout of $271.9 million.
Perfect.
I could use that.
And you know what? You can't win if you don't play.
That's true. Right.
And I am going to pick up a ticket today. I mean, why not?
Why not?
You've had those visions in the past where you've...
Yeah, but that's about a scratch-off. That's about a scratcher. I need to get a scratcher is what I need to do. I can do both.
Get both. It's cheap.
I like the way you're thinking. I like where your head's at. I'm going to get a Powerball ticket and a scratcher today.
Go.
Tomorrow, by the way, if I win...
You won't be here.
Don't count on seeing me.
Where's Stale?
He's out.
You look good in them lights. You look good in them heat. Good on you.
Well, he gets up high there at the end of that thing. Way up there. 6:05, Wig of the Wolf Show. Happy Administrative Professionals Day today. They used to be called secretaries. Then it was administrative assistants. Now it's Professional Administrative Assistants Day.
You have to admit, to be one of those, you have to be super smart with numbers and computers.
You mean like in the front office kind of people?
Yeah, anyone, any kind of support staff like that.
Anyone, know. HR, whatever it may be.
Yeah, those are the ones that do the hard work. I couldn't do it. I'm sorry.
No way.
I could no more face a day of doing HR than I could knife fighting a motorcycle gang. I couldn't do it. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, you just...
It's not something I'd be interested in. Thank goodness there are people who are able to do that stuff. And people who love it. There are people, I don't understand it. They'd be, oh, I love that work. No.
Well, everybody comes, if they have a problem with something, they go to you.
Right to you.
Mm-hmm. Right to you.
You got to be there for all the firings. You know, anybody gets fired, you got to pull the paperwork together and you got to sit there while they get fired.
And you know it's coming or something.
And I know these things because I've been fired by some of the finest broadcasting companies in America.
Proud of you, Dale.
Thanks. Anybody do anything fun yesterday? Anything interesting? You were watching storms yesterday. I called him yesterday. I'm watching the storms roll through.
Oh, man.
Well, duh.
That's what he was doing.
Well, duh. That, and then afterwards it cleared out and I did some yard work. I put up some edging for some mulch we're going to put in and we're going to do some rocks around front.
Well, that's nice.
Dang, homeowner stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured I better do that and look like.
Now, what
I'm,
type of edging is this? What is this like edging that you make a flower bed with, or no, what is this?
Edging that you use for like I use it for mulch.
Okay, so you have
the little plastic strips
to keep your mulch in place.
Yeah.
All right. He said he also prefers the black mulch too. By the way,
it always looks crisper.
Rich people mulch.
So really? I don't want to brag.
Right.
Same price as the other mulch. That's all I got to say. I went to the doctor for the first time in like 7,000 years, so that was fun.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she's like, what you here for? I'm like, let me just get started over here. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Did you get probed and prodded?
Yeah, well, I got some blood taken, so we're gonna check on my diabetes here. And then,
was this a full physical? Were stirrups involved?
No. No, my son was pulling the stirrups out while the doctor was trying to talk to me, yeah. But
yeah,
no.
What are these things? I like the look of these. I can make a slingshot.
I said, son, put those away. People have their feet on them things. Stop.
Jeez.
I almost got in trouble too. He loves when I take a glove and blow it up like a balloon.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He's like, Mom, I need like 3 of these. So I blew them up, handed them to him, and the doctor didn't look too happy. I was wasting their gloves. His doctor's like, you can't do that. Here's a book.
You have a woman doctor or a man doctor?
I chose a woman. More appropriate talking about things I need to talk about with a woman who understands the things I'm talking about.
It's kind of hard. I've had both. I've had a guy and a woman doctor before. I got a guy doctor right now.
I know they're all professional, but I just feel like I really can open up and really give some details as a female to another female. And I know doctors know the ins and outs of the body, but...
But you don't think you could do that with a dude?
If I had to, I could, but I just prefer not to. You want a man or a woman? Give me the woman.
Sounds like you've had female doctors through most of your adult life. Is
no.
that true? No.
Uh-uh. Dr. Walker in Kernersville. That was my... Dr. Walker is a guy. He always known to dress like he goes to the beach. Shorts and flip-flops every day at work.
That's because he was. He was out right after last patient.
Is this a doctor that you have now because you went to a new practice, a new doctor group, and you said, oh, I'll take the female doctor?
Oh, yeah, that was my pediatrician, was Dr. Walker. I saw him until I was like 18.
Wow.
And then I moved and never
Annie,
got
you're a little old for this office, all right?
I kept asking.
Stop coming.
I said, do you guys need me to leave? They're like, not until you're pregnant. And I was like, or you get your own insurance and you want to leave. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's like, what age do you leave the
pediatrician? Do you want a sticker?
She's sitting in there with a bunch of 70-year-olds.
It's the crayons on the wall and stuff, and I'm just kicking my feet off the little...
Do I get a sticker when we're done?
So I'm proud of you if you're leaving the pediatrician. I am. Good for you.
Big moves.
Yeah. I got an adult girl doctor now.
Yeah.
Ooh. You know, it's adulting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It comes a point in your life where you got to go, okay, I'm an adult now.
This last year, I've really just tried to utilize my insurance and take my health into my own hands and, you know, actually go back to the doctor because it's been a while. Dentist, chiropractor. We're just knocking it all out.
Your body's like, oh.
Yeah. My body hates me.
The problem with your insurance is the insurance company complains when you try to use your insurance.
Amen.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you?
Whoa.
Hey.
You need this?
Look at this. This girl's trying to use her insurance. What do we do about this?
Fine her.
I've cheated and I've lied.
Can I put on some real clothes now?
Oh, no.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. I ain't your tan leg, Juliet.
Can't be if you want, babe.
Yeah, baby. 6:25. What'd you roll up to the prom in? Were you riding dirty?
Ooh, yeah.
Did you have a nice car? Did you have a junker and you had to borrow somebody else's car? Did you take the junker or did you make it in the limo?
That's it. Limo's the big one.
Yeah, limo was huge when I was a kid. I was able to do the limo one time. The rest of the time I took my car. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I kept my car nice. You know how I am. I kept my car nice.
Did we discuss what your car was?
Yeah, I did point it out. When I was in high school, my first car that I paid cash for that I'd saved up for my job working in the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
I got a job when I was 14 years old, and I saved up for 2 years. And I think my grandmother may have given me a couple $100. But I bought the 1973 Pontiac Grand Prix, the Grand Prix.
Mm-hmm.
Blue. The car was a boat, 455 engine. It was like a motor with a couch on it. Huge. It's unbelievable. That's exactly what it was. He's showing me a picture right now. The one up in the corner there. Well, more of the darker blue there. I can't tell the left whether that's black or blue, but it was a little bit of a darker blue. But that was my
boy,
car.
If the lady saw you coming around the corner.
Ladies, you better believe it. Hello, ladies.
Mm.
Here comes Dale rolling up. He's got the Grand Prix.
I have to admit, that really does look like a kind of slick car.
It was, man. I was rolling fat.
I know you were.
I had the built-in 8-track tape player. This wasn't some aftermarket thing.
This was from the factory, in the dash, 8-track tape player.
I was sitting here looking for some Facebook comments, and I happened to stop back by Chase's prom picture.
Beautiful. What a man. Even back in those days.
I know where you're going. I think I know where you're going.
Someone said, damn, I hope he saves some ladies for the rest of them. And my girl Chelsea commented back. She goes, I went to school with him. He didn't.
He didn't save any girl.
There's also another lady on there. I think
Bonnie says boutonniere's on the wrong side, but it's a mirror pick.
Boutonniere's on the wrong side.
It's a mirror pick. So therefore, yeah, it is on the wrong side in the mirror. And
when I was at prom, you had to take a real picture with a real camera and wait for the photo to be developed.
Wow.
And our girl Anna said the cell phone is the real winner in this picture, though.
Yeah, I'm right.
Whew, Lord.
Hot stuff. Go look at it now.
Would not say hot.
How'd you roll up to prom? I want to know. We've been talking about this for a few days, and everybody's going through prom season or getting ready for prom season. My son just had his prom last weekend. 680 Wolf, what you got?
Hey, I was calling to tell you what I got to roll up in prom in.
Tell me about it.
Oh, my goodness. So I had a boyfriend at the time, and he had a lowered Honda Accord that sounded so loud. So everybody could hear us as we were rolling in. Vibrated the walls. It was hysterical.
Ooh, man.
What an entrance you made.
So it was fun.
I'm glad you called.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Yeah, I was calling about the prom.
How'd you roll up?
I rolled up. I was at Ashboro High School, probably year 90, 91. I was in my mom's candy apple red T-top Trans Am.
Woo!
Whoa! Nice.
That'd been hard to top. I'm glad you called.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. So pretty cool.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. Let me tell you something, guys. When Smokey and the Bandit came out, that car rolled out of the back of that truck, and every guy went completely crazy. How do I get one of those?
I believe it.
And a guy I worked with at the grocery store rolls up in a black one just like out of the show. Everybody scattered around and went, oh.
How about you roll up in this? Alicia Hughes says, my daughter and her friends rode on a trailer attached to a John Deere tractor to middle school prom back in 2008.
Hey, man.
Whatever.
Yeah, getting in there. I bet people love that.
Welcome to North Carolina.
Yeah.
Chewy.
Rolling up on a flatbed.
Literally.
Look, flatbed.
Like I said, my friends and I, we tried so hard to get a limo. We wanted to put it on it. We wanted to do it. But let's be honest, we were making $130 paychecks from Chuck E. Cheese. So therefore, we were not getting a limo.
Yeah, it wasn't going to be a limo. You had to do some serious saving. Okay.
Yeah.
I know we're only in the eighth grade, but if we start saving now, by the time we're a senior, we'll be able to get a limo.
Yeah, right. So I just, whatever I was driving, which was a Ford Escort. So it escorted me to prom. Mm-hmm.
The Ford Escort. Did your Ford Escort, by the way, have the automatic seatbelt that went up the side like that?
No,
that
was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Nothing automatic in it. Nothing but the radio was automatic.
The first time I saw that, I was like, whoa.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
They were dumb.
I bet when they rolled that off the assembly line, somebody was going, yeah, we got it now. That's like the people who went in the Chevette. We went in the vet. Corvette? No. Chevette. The Chevette was the ugliest car ever made. Except for the Renault Le Car. That was even uglier. But the Chevette, big mistake.
Well, that's what Judy took to prom. She said it was junior prom, 1985 or 6, and they rolled up in his 1979 Carolina Blue Chevy Chevette.
Judy.
Judy.
Or she married him. Did she marry him?
No, she didn't seem to make it sound like she did.
Anyway, can't marry a guy who drives a Chevette anyway. You're out, pal.
Sorry.
I got a prom with you.
Sorry. Oh, it looks like a Pinto. That thing's ugly.
Firebomb. Hit that thing in the rear end and explodes.
Well, look who it is. Last call, thought it.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. What'd you roll up to prom in? Was it big?
We had a rumor that someone was bringing their prom date to prom in a helicopter. Now, none of us believed him. We all thought, yeah, right, okay, that's a cute idea, but is it really going to happen? Well, prom day comes, and sure enough, what did we all hear? The sound of a helicopter landing not only on a field, but our football field, which I might add is a very nice field. And he literally put out the red carpet and everything for her to enter into the prom. No joke. And we all couldn't believe it.
You cannot top arriving in a helicopter.
Nope.
Can't beat that one. What'd you roll up the prom in? 680 Wolf. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. So we've managed to help rename the fair. This is now the Carolina Classic Fair. People listened.
Mm-hmm.
They heard.
Mm-hmm, they did.
And it's happened again.
So McDonald's posted on Twitter and all their social media accounts. They said, hey, if we want your opinion, okay? If we're going to bring back an item, what should it be? And I kid you not, the world has chimed in, and we posted on our Facebook page as well, 93 on the Wolf. And out of the 700 and some odd comments, there seems to be an underlying theme of what people want to bring back.
Yes.
The fruit and yogurt parfait.
Okay, first of all, I could care less about that. Don't care. You okay. Keep that. Keep it off the menu. For me, it's the snack wrap.
Bingo. That popped up a lot as well. The Big Mac snack wrap. Oh.
I like the chicken snack wrap with it had like the tender and mm-hmm. the snack wrap there. And they were like, what were they? Like 99 cents?
They were
or something?
Something like that. Something real cheap.
Yeah, I love that.
Also the chocolate chip frappe and the tender pork and gravy biscuit was on there as well. I'm seeing a lot of forgot about this one too. Bagels.
Yeah, people like those bagels and the bagel sandwiches. I am a bagel snob. I got to have a bagel from a bagel shop that knows how to actually make a bagel. A bagel that is a bit chewy, and when you toast it, it is both chewy and crunchy at the same time.
Yeah, and I don't know if McDonald's did that.
No, that was not. Annie loved the bagel. I did not care anything about
it. Well, I like the plain bagel because you could get a bagel and like cream cheese from them. Right. But my husband loved the steak, egg, and cheese bagel. And that sauce they put on it, I hear, is fantastic.
Any dude who is told that he's going to get something with steak, egg, and cheese on it is going to go, yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only place we've ever found anything that makes him happy like that was Sheetz. They make a steak, egg, and cheese bagel. It's pretty good.
Also, somebody said, I just want the ice cream machine to work.
Amen.
Yeah, it's never
Amen.
Gonna it's never going to happen.
But a lot of bagels, a lot of snack wraps, both Big Mac and the grilled chicken one as well. And, and somebody said breakfast all day, which I think some locations, very rare.
Since the pandemic, McDonald's got real wonky. I mean, the fact that they took off salads in general, like you can't go to them. Or I forget the other place I went to anymore. You just can't pick anything healthy off their menu.
Well,
you have no decent option anymore.
I think I'm just hypothesizing here. But if I were McDonald's, I would know that people aren't coming to me for healthy options, okay? They're coming here because they want to get something that tastes good.
Yeah, and quick.
And you know what? First of all, you guys know what cholesterol is?
Yeah.
It's the stuff that makes french fries taste good?
Yeah.
You want that. So people are not going there for a healthy option. And I think it's so much extra trouble for them, and it's so highly perishable mm-hmm. that it really is one of these things where somebody just said,
it's annoying.
We got a lot of loss on this. We gotta back this truck up.
At least a little side, like they used to have great little side salads. I loved their side salads.
Somebody
got
said
rid of those too.
Salad shakers.
Yeah, they used to come in like this cup. They were so cool. So cool.
That was a neat idea, I must say. You put that the dressing in there and shake it. Yeah, okay.
I love their yogurt. Well, they had parfaits, but they also had like, they were called like fruit and walnut mm-hmm. salads.
Yep.
And it was like a little bit of apples and like the candied walnuts. And then you got some yogurt on the side too. I loved getting those in the mornings. They were so good.
Let's figure out how to make nuts unhealthy. I know what we'll do. We'll coat them in a sugared syrup.
I know. Just gives them a little something extra.
Yeah, make them a little crunchy. Okay, good. Yeah. Perfect.
So anyway, they're you know, you all spoke. It's blown up. Everybody's saying this. But for me, it was easy. When we started talking about this, I had no hesitation in saying snack wrap.
Absolutely.
I love those things, man.
But I don't get why they took them away.
Supposedly, there's a chocolate chip frap. I've seen a couple people comment about that. I don't even remember that ever being a thing. And if you want one, just go to Starbucks.
You mentioned since the pandemic it gotten a little wonky. I sort of thought during the pandemic, as things drug on, that many of the fast food chains, when they started moving forward from that and building new facilities and adding restaurants, would just go, forget the inside. Just make this a standalone drive-through operation only.
You know, we have a great McDonald's right near our house. So we'll go there because it's one, convenient, and two, they're quick. There's never a huge line up there. And the food's always decent when you get it. But I just really wish sometimes that there was something more than burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken nuggets. Because that's literally all the menu is anymore.
Nugs.
Their nugs are unbeatable, though.
How many nugs do you think they sell in 1 year? And you, can you imagine if they announced...
All the stores?
Yeah.
45.
45? Okay.
How many you think they sell to me in 1 year? Okay.
You never outgrow 46. Nugs. Ever.
Ever.
You never outgrow nugs.
It's on the big people's meal list. It's a whole meal. 10 of them and fries and a drink.
So you big people just keep on doing it.
Yeah.
Keep on nugging. What's your favorite thing you'd like to have back? Remember these things they used to have on the menu? They probably have had more of different things on the menu than any other chain before. What you think?
Don't get me wrong, I like a bobber on the water.
Happy Administrative Professionals Day today. Be sure you take care of your administrative staff today at work. If you have somebody, stop and give them a little gift card. Give them a little something. Say thanks for all you do today. All right, so you guys are blowing it up. This McDonald's thing is out of control. So here are some of the things that people want brought back that they've had before.
The McLobster?
No. Now, I don't trust McDonald's with fish in general.
Now, McDonald's has various things on their menu based on the region they are in. And during the season at McDonald's in the Northeast, a lobster roll is a normal thing on the menu.
Of course, we talked about this, the McSalad Shakers.
What were the flavors of those? You got that there?
Garden Chef and Grilled Chicken Caesar.
That Grilled Chicken Caesar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. The McDLT.
Yes, by the way. Absolutely. That was your lettuce, tomato, you know, onion, mayo sort of a burger. Lettuce, tomato, mayo, the classic. Yes, bring it back.
Chicken Selects.
Yes.
I remember those. Were they like special? They were the chicken tenders, but
they
right?
They were like
a fancy.
Crispy.
More like a tender you would get in a sit-down casual restaurant. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. The Eggs Benedict McMuffin.
Yeah. Whoa.
I tried to make some Eggs Benedict this morning, but I was all out of Benedict.
There's my, what is that called?
Fruit and walnut salad.
The fruit and walnut salad. I was right. Okay, that was my favorite. Swim team every morning, one breakfast burrito and a fruit and walnut salad. I said, Mom, why is there not two breakfast burritos?
Yeah, what's the problem?
I just had swim practice.
Don't these come in pairs?
Mighty Wings.
The Mighty Wings?
Mm-hmm. Fish Mighty McBites.
Wings. Oh. I remember that. It's so gross. I remember the little fish commercial for the Fish McBites.
Yeah.
I've had fish tacos that had seemed like they were the bites inside.
Oh, God. Yeah. Fish McBites. I got to Google that. I need to see that commercial again.
I remember this one. The Big and Tasty.
Big and Tasty. Yes.
What was special about it? Does it tell you?
It was big and tasty.
Okay. All right.
I don't remember this. They made...
It's before your time.
Onion Nuggets.
What?
Onion nugs.
Does it give you descriptions on what this was, Chase?
Yeah, it does. If I'm reading it.
You're not.
They were introduced alongside the chopped beef steak sandwich.
Nice.
And they were basically chunks of fried onions, which I see nothing wrong
with. Like onion rings, but onion chunks.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, the McPizza we talked about.
Yeah.
The hot mustard sauce.
I like hot mustard.
Everybody liked that hot mustard for a while.
And one of the last ones on there, the cheddar melt.
Oh, they don't have the McSketty on there? I don't know what they called it, but...
No. Wait, they had a McStuffins?
Oh, there's a McSpaghetti.
McStuffins was basically a McDonald's version of a Hot Pocket in 1993.
Yes, yes, yes. My friend Marta was just messaging me about it. She said that they were like she said they used to have pizza pockets, too, way back in the day, and steak and cheese.
Man.
But you just almost scrolled to it. Go down.
Yeah, the McSpaghetti.
That looks pretty like, that looks like nowadays McSpaghetti.
It does, actually.
Not back in the day. That looks like maybe it's maybe in Italy or something.
Italian.
They've had so many different menu items over the years, just testing them to see if they work. You know, some of them fly, some don't. But look how many of them are gone. Poof, out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And now more than anything else, it's just streamlining that menu to make things faster and easier when they're in there.
I can understand that.
Just some of the stuff is just too much high maintenance. It slows the lines down, slows the drive-through down. Just don't want
to
do it.
When do you think McRib seasons are coming back? You know, they like to spring those on us sporadically.
Yeah, McRib is a nothing like some fake ribs there. Delish.
Tasty, though.
Yeah. We're all in the same boat.
We're all in the same boat. Fishing open hole floats. We're all in the same boat.
Talking stuff McDonald's ought to bring back.
I don't know if I heard you say it or not, but there's two breakfast items that they really need to bring back.
Okay.
Daggone country ham biscuits.
Yes. Here, the thing about country ham biscuits, like at McDonald's in Atlanta, they have country ham biscuits, but we don't have it here.
Not anymore. And then, of course, the tender pork and gravy biscuits.
Yeah, somebody did mention that, and I was shocked a few years ago when my wife, now ex-wife, told me that the biscuits and gravy at McDonald's were good. And I was sort of a biscuits and gravy snob. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. It can't be any good biscuits and gravy at McDonald's. And then I tried it and it's like, you know what? This is the best fast food biscuits and gravy I've ever had.
It is. Hardy does a tender pork, but it's just not as good as McDonald's was. Anyway, love y'all. Be safe. Wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
You can marry an architect. Build you a house out on the water that really impresses your father.
Girl, what's up? It's a 90s bottoms up. Get them on. It's a 90s bottoms up. Get them on.
So Elon Musk pays $44 billion. That's billion. Billions.
For the B.
For Twitter. Which makes him the head twit now.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't all come with good news because yesterday he lost $25 billion after shares of Tesla dropped 11% to $890 a share. Tesla's value is down $114 billion yesterday because of the stock market plunge. So his timing on buying Twitter might not have been the best.
Mm. Hope you got some in savings, buddy.
My cousin, we're like more like brothers. We grew up together, did everything together. We still play golf together and everything else. His wife is a top analyst for Bank of America, and that's all she does all day.
What a cool title, top analyst.
Yeah. And that's all she does all day is analyze data, gather data, and she says that get ready. There's a recession coming. Strap in. And everybody's saying that now. All the big banks are saying it. And this is what happened in the stock market yesterday. Everybody's afraid, oh, got a recession coming. Better pull it back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened yesterday. But, do you spend, you know, on stuff that you really want? You're like, I really want it, and it's expensive, but I'm going to spend it anyway.
Yeah, but what's...
I'm going to justify it.
But what's the most... The question is what's the most expensive thing you've ever bought, excluding, like, a house?
I was going to say, most people, it's going to be a house.
No, I'm talking about something you saw at Mall of America, decided you had to have, or you saw it on... Remember on the airplanes you used to have the Sky Mall catalogs?
Yeah.
You had nothing to do but sit there and look at the Sky Mall, and you're like, I got to add that.
Yeah. And big shout out to the people who commented on our Facebook page. Hannah said she spent $95 at Meadows yesterday for the family, which is, I believe, an Italian restaurant. She said the steak stromboli. Mm-hmm.
Just hearing those words, steak stromboli, makes me hungry.
Yeah, it does.
I want that.
Tara said her 55-inch TV, if they're excluding cars and homes. Alec McMillan said a $1,400 electric bill.
Shoo-wee.
You know, if you've got a big house, man, I'm telling you right now, you'd be surprised what kind of electric bill you can run up.
William said one of my Michael Jordan signed memorabilia was most expensive. He didn't put a price tag on it, but I would imagine that's probably pricey. And Jeremy Moose said, my quarter scale race car for $2,500.
I'm sitting here thinking, what is my answer to this? Because I am a cheapskate, and I don't really, I'll like spend like $100 at Target, and if that's splurging for me, but.
You know, expensive is relative. It's like, you know, is it a lot of money or is it expensive for what you got?
Yeah. I think that I've spent the most of my money on paying off my credit card bills. That is a tough thing to do, and that's where the bulk of my funds are going.
Right.
I am blowing money on money that I borrowed.
I remember spending, you know, when we lived in Washington.
North Carolina, cool. Love the town.
Washington, D.C. When we lived there, we built the house when we were there. We talked about electric bill. You know, it was a big house.
That is wild to me. You built a house somewhere you barely lived in, and then you moved away from it forever. Yeah,
we built a house. It's a big house. It's over 5,000 square feet. It's a big, pretty big house. And, you know, I remember the first electric bill.
You went, wait, what?
We got to close some rooms off.
Close the vents in this room.
It was like 94, 95. It was probably $160. It felt like a million back then.
I just remember going, oh, wow. I don't know if we can do this or not. But I bought a Gen Air outdoor grill for, you know, the outdoor kitchen thing. Mm-hmm. And I thought, it's how much? I was like, holy mackerel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that caused me buyer's remorse. That's one of those things where you buy it, and even though you like it and you enjoy it, every time you look at it, you're going, I paid too much money.
That almost happened to me yesterday. I almost bought two pairs of $11 overalls at Walmart.
Oh my gosh, almost blew $22.
Well, I spent $75, and that's after I put back the other pair of overalls. So I almost hit $100 at Walmart yesterday.
Wait.
Don't.
You're going all Green Acres on us over there?
Like, I don't wear overalls.
I've never seen you wear any.
Well, I'd have a certain work look, and then I have a whatever I wear when I'm not at work look. And like, at 5 in the morning, I'm going to throw on a pair of overalls? Heck no.
So you wear overalls around the house, bibbed overalls.
No, they're just like cutesy overalls. Like, these have little sunflowers on them.
Somehow I'm picturing you in a, you know, in a grandpa.
I have some bibs. You want me to throw them bad boys on? They're just covered in paint. I'm ready for the snow and everything.
I got nothing against bibbed overalls.
Which is how you met your husband.
Yeah, it is exactly. Second time we hung out, he picked me up in the snow. I was Carhartt from head to toe. He fell in love.
Everybody wants Carhartt because it's time to do Carhartt stuff.
Exactly.
I do Carhartt stuff, too. I actually got nowhere to do Carhartt stuff, so.
I'll tell you where. Randolph County. Come on now.
He's got plenty of land down there for you to dig around on.
But, yeah, I don't know. I just can't think of anything else I've really splurged on heavy prices like that. I don't know.
All right, so that's the question. What's the most expensive thing you bought? And remember, expensive is relative. It's not that it cost $1 million, but it's, you know, what you paid for what you got. Love somebody like that. Wake up with the Wolf Show. What is the most expensive thing you've ever bought after Elon Musk goes and pays $44 billion for Twitter? That's billions. Billions.
With a B.
So much money.
It's hard to imagine that much money is even available to any one person anyway.
It's almost unfair. It is unfair. It's not almost unfair. It's absolutely unfair.
For me, it just boggles my mind when you start talking about those numbers and you start breaking down how much money that really is.
And how much it could do for so many things or so many people, and one person has that much.
And that's capitalism at its best right there. That's America. How about you? What's the most expensive thing you've ever bought? I got to know.
Hey. I was calling about the most expensive thing I think I've ever bought.
And what is that?
A truck that sits in the backyard that literally I do nothing with.
Is this like a classic truck or something like that?
It's a Peterbilt.
Oh, a Peterbilt. This is a road tractor.
Yeah.
Gee whiz, man. What are you, a long-haul trucker, or are you just planning on being one?
I don't know. I thought it was cool, so I bought it.
Woo, you better get eastbound and down and start making some money on that thing.
That's right.
Have a good one.
All right.
Bye. See, he's got to get on the road and get it happening. Yeah!
Woo!
Get that Peterbilt moving up.
We're going to do what they say can be done.
How far?
We've got a long way to go. And a short time to get there.
Yes, sir.
I'm eastbound up. What no bandit run.
Oh, man. Hey, look cool. I bought it.
Look cool. Love it.
That's a totally a Manser right there.
It really is, isn't it?
I told my mama.
celebrities of the triad celebrating today. And if you want to get on the Wake Up with the Wolf show's birthday shout out list, go to 931wolfcountry.com, submit yours there, or you can DM us Facebook, Instagram, 931 the Wolf. Now, let's do it. Celebrating today, happy birthday to you, Jonathan Gooden of Winston-Salem. Remember a couple weeks ago, I shouted out another Jonathan Gooden and said I knew one for real? Yeah, this is him. This is the one I know and went to school with. Happy birthday to this Jonathan Gooden of Winston-Salem. Hope you have a good one. Brandon Stevens of Thomasville celebrating, along with Bob Costner of Winston-Salem. Ashley Jarrett from Thomasville. Kendra Pendry of Kang. Lucy Steinbicker of Mebane. Hannah Hodge from Madison. Cole Lee of Graham, Brianna Hopkins from Stoneville, Jordan Barnes of Eden, and Kayla Young of Lexington, all celebrating today. You guys, share your birthday with Lizzo. She's 34. Why be great till they gotta be great? Sorry, I had to. Cy Robertson is 74 today. Kate Pearson from the B-52s is 74 as well. And we found out the fun fact about Love Shack. She shouts Tin Roof. Rest it! Just like that.
Thank you.
Yeah. And that means you're pregnant. You is pregnant. There is a bun in the oven. So there is a fun fact for you today in the birthdays. And finally, John Osborne from the Brothers Osborne is 40 years old today. We're going to roll into a banger, so just in case we missed yours!
Happy birthday to you! Happy, happy birthday!
Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
So, wow.
So Netflix is in a scramble over a stock price plunge and a loss of almost a quarter of a million subscribers in the first quarter. A lot of people that were subscribing because of quarantine or dropping it to make space in the budget for something else.
Yeah.
Plus Netflix raised the price of their packages. So you're up to, some of you are up to $20 a month now for Netflix when it used to be a $7.
But
my wow was coming off that trailer I just watched.
Yeah, yeah. I was getting to that. Ozark is finally going to wrap up. It's been one of their most successful original series. And the trailer for the new season, the final episodes, is out.
Is this their saving grace?
I don't know if it's powerful enough to do that. It isn't long-lasting enough to do that. Mm-hmm. You might hang on until you see it and then dump it.
Yeah.
Or there may be people who dumped it and go, ooh, I forgot about the last part of Ozark. I better get back on here for a month anyway so I can watch it. But the trailer is who? That show is kind of dark and exhausting anyway.
Yes, I'm ready to be done.
Because you put yourself in that situation. It's like, how do you live like that? How do you sleep at night? How do you go to your car and start it without worrying about it blowing up?
Yeah, I definitely was watching the first part of this last season. And me and my husband looked at each other like, God, let's just get over this. I mean, we were done a bit. Basically, we were done after season three. So we're forcing season four.
Yeah, it's one of the top streaming shows. And a lot of people are just dying to see what happens. Now, Jason Bateman has been interviewed, and he has said that everybody's going to be happy with the way it wraps up.
Oh, good.
But if you saw the beginning of the last segment of shows where the van has this horrible wreck.
Yeah.
And they're all in it, and then they just go away from that and go on to something else.
You're like, what?
Yeah, what happened?
What? Whoa. Was that a glimpse into the future?
What is that, a preface?
Or is it in the past somewhere, or what?
Here's what I sort of think. I think that, and I don't know any of this. I'm not giving away anything because I don't know. I'm speculating like everybody else. I don't have any inside information, but I think Ruth is going to take over that business.
Oh, you make sense.
She is out there, man. And she got so much attention for the way she performed in that last episode, with that episode where she was screaming and yelling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, what a killer acting right there.
And
too.
I won't, if you haven't seen that, I won't give it away.
Yeah.
Right at the end. But right at the end, the focus is squarely on Ruth,
mm-hmm,
and her extreme anger and rage.
Yeah, she's lost it.
That whole trailer, definitely Ruth.
So anyway, that begins, was it Friday?
Yes, Friday, part two of the final season.
It's available for streaming starting Friday, and I will guarantee you people who are who can do it will be there at midnight.
They will.
Just start watching.
They'll call out of work the next day if they got to.
And binge the whole thing.
I like that they put these out on a Friday, so that means I can, you know, try to catch at least an episode.
Yeah, so if you're looking for a binger this weekend, that'd be the one right there. Unless you haven't seen the rest of it. Do not watch it unless you have not seen everything up to that point. You'll be completely lost and it'll be ruined for you. And
then I hope people don't do that. What kind of monster does that?
People do it. Don't do it.
Once you get done with that, then flip on over and watch all the Doctor Who's.
No, nobody wants to watch that crap either. I will say, it's funny seeing Ruth in this and then seeing her in Inventing Anna. Shondaland.
So different.
Yeah. I did not have time for this. Yeah. Like, it's weird.
I did not have time for you.
Well, yeah. She plays such an extreme character in Ozark. It's an extreme character.
Well, this is an extreme character in Inventing Anna, too. It's just wild to see her in that light.
I tell you what's interesting is to see her in... I've seen her in both those roles. What's interesting is to see her on a talk show.
Right down the middle.
Does she not sound like... She just has a regular voice, doesn't she?
Yes.
And...
I mean, it's almost not country, but just like just whatever she has in Ozark.
Her country accent in this show, and I'll edit myself here. I don't know expletive about expletive.
Yeah.
That's the most southern line she's ever had.
Yeah. So anyway, if you've been waiting on Ozark, it is available streaming starting midnight on Friday. So check it out. I'm really waiting for it, too. I'm really anxious to see it. But I'm with you. I'm ready for this to wrap up.
Yeah, I'm done.
And go ahead and move on to something else cool to watch. And there'll be something.
Tonka trucks and G.I. Joes jumping over.
Just don't get it.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
Saw this morning and I thought to myself, it's about time. Seinfeld, the official cookbook, is happening.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be released on October the 11th. It's 192 pages. And it will feature 60 recipes, including Elaine's Big Salad.
The Big Salad.
Yep.
You had to get the Big Salad.
The Big Salad.
This is like Friends. Just let it go.
Don't even put Seinfeld in the same class as Friends.
No, you can't do that. Seinfeld is a classic television series, which will go down in history as one of the greatest sitcoms ever made.
Ever.
My child will never know what Seinfeld is.
Yes, he will.
I'm Friends.
We are going to take Frank and we're going to sequester him in a room and we're all going to sit and watch Seinfeld with him. He's going to be hooked on it.
He's going to be.
The first part of that sentence sounds absolutely like it's against the law.
It sounds a lot like kidnapping.
Yeah,
it does. Just a little bit. Hey, today is Administrative Professionals Day, so big salute to all the administrative professionals out there.
Salute!
Was uniforms.
Thanks, Becca.
Yeah. Hey, Becca. Thanks.
We love Becca.
On this date in 1981, also interesting, Xerox introduced the computer mouse.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Xerox copiers made the mouse?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, is more than one mouses or meese?
Mices or...
Mice.
Mises. Mooses?
Miso.
Meeson.
Mises. Mises sausage. Great. I'm glad we got there.
Right. Okay, so you've heard about It's Raining Men, Hallelujah.
It's raining men, hallelujah, it's raining men.
Yes, what about ice cream?
Hallelujah, it's raining ice cream.
That's going to happen. Bluebell.
Dang, they were good. We did cut an album together, man.
No. Bluebell is...
Did you say no?
Yeah, he's
I did.
It's because he can't sing. He's mad about it.
Right.
Oh, I can sing.
He can't dance and he can't sing.
I can dance.
Yeah, you can. Cha-cha slide.
Real smooth.
Okay.
Bluebell is going to start delivering their ice cream with drones.
I feel like we've used this fact before.
No.
I swear.
They've already started in two Texas cities.
Of course. Why does anything ever start in North Carolina? It's California or Texas. They don't ever want to start something in North Carolina.
It's called Wing, a drone delivery service, takes the ice cream from retailers in two places, Frisco and Little Elm, Texas, to customers. Now, the drones can carry 3 pounds of ice cream at one time. They've tested this out. They can get it delivered to somebody in about roughly 6 minutes.
Oh, that's going to say, how do you keep it from melting, flying through the sky in the hot Texas heat?
You know, the... you know, the wheeled vehicles that they use for delivery, yep. I almost ran over one in Lexington when I was over town. On campus, they use them to deliver pizza and stuff, and there's one on the curb waiting to go across.
Party foul, Dale. You would have just been, someone would have hated you.
It started to move, and I'm like, is that thing going to stop or what? And it inched and stopped. I guess the drone realized, you know, I can't go now. So I didn't hit the drone.
If I had known that there was pizza in it, I would have taken it.
Yeah, just rip the pizza off the drone.
No, I picked up the whole drone and put it in the back.
Okay, all right.
Probably a tracker. There's a lot of things go into that one.
Yeah, it's kidnapping. And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. See how smart you two are. There are only two states have ever had temperatures, never had temperatures over 100 degrees. What are they?
Alaska.
North Dakota.
Alaska and Hawaii.
I was going to say, it's got to be Hawaii.
Believe it or not, all the rest have hit at least 104.
Oh, that ocean breeze.
Actually, yeah.
Mahalo.
Now I want to go on vacation.
Aloha.
Yeah, aloha.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4!
Things you need to know.
Well, it's Wednesday. Means it's Weird Wednesday. This is the weird story of the marathon at the 1904 Olympics in St. Louis.
Okay.
First off, the entire course was very dusty, and breathing in that dust caused all kinds of injuries, including one runner who was hospitalized with hemorrhaging after the dust tore his esophagus and stomach lining.
Oh, gosh.
The organizer of the race purposefully...
You got it.
What was that?
Purposefully.
There you go.
Withheld water in order to test the effects of dehydration. So the whole thing was a nightmare from the start.
I believe it.
The first place finisher, Fred Lors, hitched a ride in a car to the end of the course after he was struck with serious cramping. He got out shortly before the finish line and then crossed it, which fooled some of the onlookers. He claimed he did it as a joke. The second place finisher, Thomas Hicks, was given a mixture of egg whites and strychnine, which forms a poison that is often used to kill rodents or birds, but in this case, it was an attempt at a performance-enhancing drug. He was carried across the finish line by his handlers. The fourth-place finisher, Adrian Carbajal, was a Cuban national who raised money to attend the Olympics by running the entire length of Cuba.
Wow.
When he got to America, though, he gambled away all the money within hours after arriving in the States and showed up for the race in dress clothes.
Whoa.
Thankfully, another runner used a knife to cut his pants into shorts. Carbajal stopped at a roadside orchard for a snack during the race. But the apples were rotten, so he was struck with stomach cramps and had to sleep it off. All this within a matter of hours at the marathon in the 1904 Olympics in St. Louis.
What a wild Olympics episode.
What a weird story.
That's why we call it Weird Wednesday, man. Weird Wednesday. Wake up with the Wolf Show. I think one of the weirdest celebrity couples, and they get so much press,
okay,
is Megan Fox.
And Machine Gun Kelly.
And Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
They get so much press coverage, and they're the weirdest pair to me. But after learning about this, I realized they're just like you and me.
Okay, and how, Dale?
They drink each other's blood.
I saw a post about this, and I am just mind blown.
Like you're not joking.
I'm not joking. Here's the story. She says, yeah, I guess to drink each other's blood might mislead people, or people are imagining us with goblets and we're like in Game of Thrones or something, drinking each other's blood. It's just a few drops, guys. But yes, we do it. We do consume each other's blood on occasion for ritual purposes only, as you do.
They want their spirits to be melted together.
I'm creeped out entirely.
She says, I'm much more controlled. I read tarot cards, and I'm into astrology, and I'm doing all these metaphysical practices and meditations.
Mm-hmm.
And I do rituals on new moons and full moons, as you do.
So she likes Twilight, okay? I get it.
And so when I do it, it's a passage or it's used for a reason. It's controlled. Let's shed a few drops of blood and each drink it. He's much more haphazard and hectic and chaotic than I am, where he's willing to just cut his chest with a broken glass and be like, take my soul. So as you see, they're just like you and me. The two of them.
Crazy.
They're crazy kids in love.
Okay, so let's take what we just learned out of the equation, okay?
Okay.
I honestly feel like Machine Gun Kelly is, like, thoroughly adores Megan Fox.
How could he not? Have you seen her?
Yeah. So if you don't know, by the way, who this guy is, Google him. And then if you're the one person on the planet who doesn't know who Megan Fox is, then Google her.
Yeah. Transformers.
And then try to picture them together as a loving couple.
Drinking each other's blood.
Freaked out.
Blech! Crazy, man. I mean, just the weirdest stuff. Nuts! What brings people to do that stuff? I mean, what conversation? This is, you know what? I got an idea. Let's just drink each other's blood. That'll be good.
I think they're just doing it for press purposes.
Maybe. I don't know.
Good for who?
But they're involved in all kinds of stuff. She's going to be in that new Expendables movie that they're working on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's got all his music stuff going on and all that. I don't know. But, you know, I just want to let you know, they're just like you and me. Normal people.
Sitting around drinking each other's blood.
Yeah. Cool. Yummy.
Chilling. Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Got the chance to touch the sea. I came to life when I first kissed you. The best me has his arms around you. You make me better than I was before. Thank God I'm yours. The worst me is just a long gone memory. You put a new heartbeat inside of me. You make me better than I was before. Thank
really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.